1 year ago this month, educators around the state were wearing red and walking in as they ramped up to what would become the largest teacher walkout in state history. Now, the teachers behind the Red for Ed movement say the state has not done enough. Schools are still underfunded, and there are still not enough teachers in Arizona classrooms. They're pushing for more funding from the legislature as they debate the 2019 budget, and proposals for a voter initiative to fund education are floated. For more on what teachers are calling for, our co-host Lauren Gilger sat down with Joe Thomas, president of the Arizona Education Association, the state's largest teachers union.
Last year at this time, we were seeing sick outs. We were seeing protests. Things were ramping up. There were threats of a walkout that we ended up seeing. It's been a year since then. And overall, where do you think that's gotten us?
Well, I think we made very important strides last year. And the most important one wasn't the $250 million we put in the classroom, but it was educators seeing that the community stood with them. When we did the standouts and we did the walk-ins at our schools, we had people driving by honking their horns. We had people stopping and dropping their students off and then staying to be part of this walk-in, this kind of community celebration of the school. And when we announced our numbers that we had tracked at that second day of walk-ins, which was about a week from now, a year ago, we had 110,000 people that participated in that. I don't know that Arizona's ever seen anything like that before, and the governor certainly hadn't seen it because he went on that day coming up with a plan for what he eventually called 20% raises by 2020. Now, no educator's seen all that money, and it's not nearly enough to impact the teaching shortage because we still have 1,700 classrooms that don't have a certified, qualified teacher in the state. But it was an important step.
So a year later, looking at the budget process that we're looking at now and some of the proposals that might make it to the 2020 ballot, do you think that there is a sense among the public that that 20 by 2020 plan we heard so much about from the governor and that, you know, ended the walkout eventually was enough, that this is over?
Well, I wouldn't say it ended the walkout. I would say that we saw the budget as an opportunity to get money and resources into our classrooms, and we were successful in doing that a little bit. But what we didn't see last year was a significant increase in the funding that goes to technology, a significant increase that could lower class size, a significant increase of funding and a strategic use of funding to repair our buildings. None of that has changed for our students. If you looked at our students last year and you looked at them this year, nothing really impacted them aside from we were able to reward our teachers for staying in the state and for being in the classroom somewhat. But we still have a teaching shortage. We still have a shortage of educators that are willing to work in Arizona schools, and we didn't touch any of the other four issues that we had raised as an education community. So we expect to see that done and done now.
Do you think that the legislature at this point is on track to make any of those changes?
I don't think anyone knows where the legislature is right now and what they're on track to do. We still see them playing around with tax cuts. We see them talking about tax conformity that has a baked-in tax cut. There's almost as many dollars in tax cuts and loss of revenue through conformity as what we added in to our schools last year. You add in the automobile tax that some legislators are pushing back on the governor for, and they may end up cutting just as much money as we added in last year. That would be a step in the wrong direction, and I think the community would rise up. And I think that's one thing that would make educators really thinking about, is the only way they'll listen to us if we walk out of our classrooms again?
Is that a threat that's on the table right now? Like, where does sort of the Red for Ed movement and momentum stand? Are teachers unsatisfied?
They want to do the job they were hired to do. They want to be educators. They want to be psychologists. They want to be school counselors. They want to be crossing guards. But they want to be supported. And all we continue to hear is there's no funding. Well, that's what they said last year before we walked out of our classrooms. And then they found $250 million. So if it's the only thing the legislature will listen to, then I think that's a sad reckoning for Arizona. Educators want them to hear them say from their classrooms, we need your support. We need resources to come into the classroom so we can stay and teach.
One thing I want to talk to you about is that the state is about to reach its constitutional spending limit on education. I want to get a sense from you about if this is part of the conversation, if this is a worry for you. There's a $6.1 billion cap on how much the state can spend on education. It's been raised in the past, but not for quite some time. And we're not far under that, it sounds like. Is this something that is going to throw a wrench into all of this?
I certainly hope not. I hope that there's not a single legislature out there that hides behind some arbitrary cap and says, we can't spend anymore. Our students need resources now. Our educators need to see respect. They need to see the value of the work in the classroom. So if someone's going to say, well, we have this artificial cap that was put into place however many years ago that has no impact on what our schools need in the 21st century, a cap that was placed on our schools before we had the technology level that we have today, before we understood about brain research and before we understood about class size, I would really be disappointed. We need to get rid of the cap. That's a cap on student potential. That's a cap that's going to keep kids out of colleges. That's a cap that's going to keep them from reaching their full potential as an educated citizen. It is a stupid, unnecessary cap, and instead of voting to raise it, they should vote to abolish it.
So let's talk about the education funding proposals that have been made over the last year since we saw these walkouts. So it looks like this will probably end up on top of the governor's 20 by 2020 plan in an effort to get on the 2020 ballot for voters to decide whether it's a 1 cent sales tax, which some Republican legislators have backed, or whether it's an income tax or a sales tax increase. What do you think this will look like, and what do you think it should look like?
Well, I think you have to go out to the voters, and you have to do a lot of research. You have to have a lot of conversations. You have to do some surveys. You have to find out what it is that they'll support. What I heard them clearly say they would support during the election was putting money into classrooms now. And so I think the very first step is in this session, we should see the legislature and governor pass a moderate income tax or a moderate sales tax or a moderate property tax. There should be increased revenue targeted to our classrooms, and it should be going right where we need it, either to technology, to class size, or to retaining the teachers that we do have. We should see that again in next year's session. So we should have two sessions where the legislature uses their constitutional authority to increase taxes moderately on Arizonans that Arizonans will support. They will reward those legislators because they'll be putting those resources into classrooms. And then we can see if we need to go to the ballot and make and see if the voters want to make those tax increases permanent. I hate to talk about the 2020 ballot now because the dollars that get passed in that election year won't see classrooms until maybe the 2021-2022 school year. And so if you have a sophomore in high school, they may not even see those dollars before they graduate.
Do you think, though, there's a sense in this state that, this is just how we fund education?
I think there is a real sense in this state that they want to do more for education. Business leaders are tired of seeing businesses that won't relocate here or won't build here because of a K-12 system that's not supported. And we've not even talked about higher ed yet. I mean, our higher education system is where, you know, fully about a third of our students really want to matriculate to, whether that's community colleges or that's the university system. You see a lot of people that see that's their next step along their education career to getting a great job. And we need to make sure that those university systems and community college systems are funded as well.
And that's Lauren Gilger with the head of the Arizona Education Association, Joe Thomas.